feeling energy. If you've been doing the exercises that I've described, then by this point you've probably had some interesting experiences with feeling your own internal energy and drawing energy into your body. Now we're going to work with feeling external energy. As you progress with this, you'll not only be able to feel your own energy, but the energy of the people and things around you. The following exercises will help you to feel your aura, the external energy field that surrounds everything. Everything on the planet is made up of various particles held together by energy, and you can feel and even manipulate that energy with practice. Exercise 1, building an energy ball. Rub your hands together briskly, as if trying to warm them on a cold day. Doing this increases the sensitivity in your hands. Hold your hands in front of you about 6 inches apart. Now move them away from each other until they're about 8 to 12 inches apart, and then move them back to 2 to 3 inches apart, just like a fisherman describing the sizes of the fish he caught. As you continue doing this, can you feel the ball of energy building up between your hands? It feels like a thickness in the air between your hands or a pressure in between your hands. Play with this exercise a bit. See how big you can make the energy ball. Is one hand more sensitive than the other? Can you turn your hands over and do it with the backs of your hands? Exercise 2, waving the energy. Hold your left hand upright in front of you with your palm facing to the right. Wave your right fingertips slowly up and down in front of your left hand, but without touching it. Can you feel the motion of your right hand across the surface of your left palm? Switch hands and do it again. Does it feel different with the other hand? Is one hand more sensitive? Exercise 3, feeling the aura. Hold your hands out in front of you at arm's length, palms in. Now move your awareness down to your palms and slowly move your palms in toward your body. Remember the way it felt when you made the energy ball between your palms? Can you feel the same sort of thickness or pressure as your palms move in toward your body? With a partner, practice moving your hands slowly towards them. Can you feel their aura? Can your partner feel your hands as you move towards them? Have your partner stand about 12 to 15 feet away. Now walk slowly towards them. Can you sense their aura as you walk up to them? Can they feel you? As you get deeper into this, you'll be able to play with intention and emotions also. But for now, just concentrate on feeling the aura. There's some games that you can play with this. Have your partner stand a few feet away and think angry thoughts. Can you feel a difference in their energy? How about when they think happy thoughts? Some people have no trouble at all with this, while others aren't as empathic and it takes a while to learn how to feel it. Don't let it bother you if you don't have the ability to do this instantly. It's like anything else, it just takes time to build up your abilities. seeing the aura. Just as you can feel energy, a lot of people can also see it. Seeing the aura doesn't seem to be something that everybody can do, and those who do have the ability seem to have wildly varying abilities. I've known healers who could just look at you and say things like, "Oh, you're blocking some energy here," just because of what they see in your aura, while others can just barely see the aura at all. Personally, I'm more of an empath, and while I can feel energy from across the room, I don't see it that well. This is something that you can play with, though, and if you can do it, then it's just another cool tool in the toolbox. Seeing the aura is a matter of taking your eyes slightly out of focus. If you've ever been able to see those magic eye picture in a picture holographic things, then you shouldn't have any trouble seeing auras, as you do exactly the same thing with your eyes. The first time I was at a seminar and this topic came up, I couldn't see auras at all. Had no luck whatsoever. And that night I went over to the bookstore and I grabbed a bunch of the magic eye books and I sat there until I could relax my eyes and see the pictures inside the picture. The next day, when I went back for the rest of the seminar, I didn't have any trouble at all seeing the auras of the other attendees. Have your training partner stand in front of a light-colored wall in a dimly lit room. Have your partner hold one finger in front of their face about 6 inches out from their chin. Now focus your eyes on their finger, not their face. Now using that same relaxed vision, if you look at them, you should be able to see what looks like a little line that runs all the way around them a couple inches out from their body. The next layer out is even more faint, and it may have colors associated with it. The different meanings of the colors vary widely depending on who you're talking to, so my advice in this area is to open up your awareness and see for yourself which colors seem to be associated most often with which types of people and which behaviors. Now play with this. Does a person's aura change when they think happy thoughts, sad thoughts, angry thoughts? Pay attention to the people around you. Pay attention to how they seem to be feeling and work at getting your own feedback. This is all tools that you're putting into your own personal catalog of experience. In some cases, nobody else can tell you what this is supposed to look like or feel like. You just have to get out and work at it until you can feel it on your own. Don't let that bother you. Some people can see auras instantly, while others have to work at it. Don't be too put out if it takes a while.